Wait a minute, wait a turn on the radio. My homie got a new show and it's time to play it though. I hope you got in tune. He talking bigger business, he make a lot of moves.
I'm your host, Scott Catoon, and this is TechNori Live from WGN Radio, where Chicago's top tech founders and entrepreneurs come to share their story. Joining me, former TechNori alum, not former, you are a TechNori alum, Mo Akintunde, co-founder of Ear to Ground. Welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
How are things? I mean, last time I saw you, you were just jamming and prepping for the TechNori Showcase. It's been a little while since we got you on the show. I apologize about the delay. But what's going on?
Man, first of all, it's great to be here. So thank you. Thank you for inviting us to be here.
Anytime.
I mean, since we've last seen each other, we've been, you know, Ear to Ground has been... We've kind of played the back role for about a year or so, working with some real renowned artists, which we could talk about later.
Yeah.
And so we've kind of still, as we started poking our head out lightly earlier this year by being on TechNori and as, you know, being here as well, we've been working with some new artists, right? And one artist in particular that I'm really excited to talk about, his name is, Xavier Omar, and, he's going to be performing actually tonight at First Ward under the Red Bull 30 Day in Chicago. But it's just great, you know, really, ever since we did the TechNori Jam and really started to let folks know who we are as a technology platform, who we are as a, content developers and media producers. It's been quite exciting ride.
So, on that front, let's get into first, like, what Ear to Ground is, what it does. What would you be, like, if you had one sentence to describe Ear to Ground, what is it?
Well, simply put, for those that are familiar with Salesforce, we are the Salesforce for artists.
In essence, Salesforce is a sponsor of TechNori. We're very, very happy about Salesforce.
For those that are not familiar with Salesforce, don't worry about it. In essence,
do worry about it. Salesforce is a fantastic pipeline development tool in CRM.
No doubt. You like the way you tease
it. I'm just messing with you.
And get familiar with it. But in essence, what we do is we empower artists to really build a relationship with their fans and really get to know who those fans are. And it ultimately allows them to be independent. And the way that the music industry has been going over the last several years and the change of the guards, you know, artists are demanding more and more independence, and given technology, there's now room and avenues for them to be independent, and we are the platform that will ultimately give them the ability to make as much money as they can while still providing great value to their fans. And personalizing those experiences.
You know, I find this very fascinating, the music industry in general, dating back to Sean Parker and Napster. I hate to pick on artists, but I pick on them the same way I pick on a lot of founders sometimes, is like ideologists, technologists, musologists, artologists, whatever you want to call it.
All the ologists.
All the ologists out there, not a business person. You know what I mean? You get a lot of these people who have a great idea and they have unbelievable aspirations, and then nothing, right? And I've always said that, like, if you looked at it from an entrepreneur standpoint, when, like, media, we'll use media as a great example, because I know that obviously you're very familiar with how media and the media industry in general, you're in it. It's getting flipped over on its top. It's not even getting flipped on its top. It's just having taken out at the knees and falling on its ass. That's what's happening.
Straight disruption right now.
Right? And anyone who's working in the building that we're recording in right now on Michigan Avenue Treatment Towers is shitting their pants, more or less, like they are. And they don't know what's going to happen, right? And so they're scared. Those of us, like you and I, are standing here watching the building crumble, are going, we're licking our chops.
Hey, opportunity.
Because I'm looking at this going, disruption to me means opportunity, means cheap, means I can buy stuff cheap. And I can acquire a ton of land that I never would have had before, right?
Yep.
When music got flipped on its top, when Napster shook it up, I truly expected 200,000 Chance the Rappers to come flying out. Nobody. And I know that there's a little different dichotomy because there's certain people who hold certain keys in the music industry that totally, yeah, you know, it's a scam. They ran a scam and you're seeing a lot of them shake out with the sexual assault allegations and the power plays that some people were using. But the Chance the Rapper phenomenon he's incredible. And I'm obsessed with Chance the Rapper. But there should have been Chance the Rappers 10 years ago.
Yep.
Because we've had the technology to get in front of your target audience
yep.
anytime you want.
Yep.
But the problem is that the, like some entrepreneurs, the problem is artists tend not to think that way. They tend to just know, like, I know my music. I'm a proficient star at my music, but yeah. I don't know this side of it. And there's never been a tool really in place, or at least a collection of tools that could get them there. And now they're like, now there is.
Well, definitely now there is. And I would actually say, having been in the music business for over 10 years, managing, you know, talent that has come out of Chicago and has really made waves, you know, artists, yesterday's artists were folks that really relied on the tried and true method of, hey, I get discovered, right? So somehow or another, a record label discovers me. And then from there, my career takes off.
Yep.
And when that started to be less and less and less, and the internet started to make things a lot more accessible, meaning you can get your content, your music out to more and more people through social media and whatnot, then, you know, the conversation started to change. A label started to say, well, if I'm going to select you artists, I need to know that there's a demand for you, because now I can look at YouTube views and I can look at SoundCloud plays and determine whether you're of interest or not. And so it's been in the more recent years, I would say within the last maybe 3-4 years, as being independent has been the, first of all, the cool thing to be. And as more and more technology platforms like ourselves, like Ear to Ground, have started to exist, you know, it's now artists that have a keen eye for and really interested in owning their own domain. So, are now looking at, what are those platforms that I need to bring together? What are those partnerships that I need to engage in that would allow me to be independent and make as much, if not more, money?
No, I totally agree. Yeah. I think, you know, part of it is education, obviously, like 100%. Learning what you need to, like, what this looks like and so forth, and the resources like you're providing. And I think the more, you know, like, this is a bad example, but I've always kind of likened, like, the strategy that I have had personally, obviously not in music, but still in media.
Media, yeah.
Is Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
I looked at it like, I know that the people who are running these businesses, these media companies who are trying to relate to a certain demographic who are not going to them.
Yep.
Like they used to.
Yep.
Need me to get them here.
Yep.
And they will give me whatever I want. Yep. To get that there. And then once I have that, now I've got the ability to get those big partners who only do business with in the inside club.
Yep.
And once you're hooked in there, now it's like, by then, if you're any good, you're in. And yep. If you're not any good, then you're out. And that's shit happens.
Yep. And yes, your content still has to be good, right?
Exactly.
That's foundation.
Content's
your product,
king. And
your
then
product
after
has
that,
to be good, right? Tell any founder that. The product is the first thing, right?
Absolutely.
And then the ability to get that product out, that reach that you get. So yeah, I do agree that Chance the Rapper has been one of the best to do it from an independent standpoint. And he really does have a good business infrastructure in place. One of the things that Ear to Ground is really targeting are artists, yes, but really self-managed artists or artists with management companies. Because really, we are that infrastructure for the business side of the artist.
Yeah, and so like not to confuse, like I use the Chance example because he's one of the first ones, if not the first, you've seen who never labeled and came out at the same kind of level as like major stars we're used to seeing. Like he's on that level, even though he never had a manager, where the majority of musicians will never experience that kind of success. And so we're looking at it, not to say that they can't, mm-hmm. but we're looking at working with you and working with Ear to Ground gives them a position where they don't have to be Chance the Rapper. They can make a great living doing what they love and not have to worry about the other stuff that usually would preclude them from making any money.
Correct. And just to clarify, you know, Chance did have a manager and I mean, we got a chance. We've actually worked with Chance. And one of the, you know, as I mentioned in the beginning, you know, over the last year, we've kind of been in the background, pretty much having our ear to the ground, right? Really providing that empowerment for Hate, which is Chance's management company, and providing him that infrastructure to really get a lot of these chart-topping singles into the market. You know, the song with Khaled, you know, was, you know, Chance created that rapper radio infrastructure, and we were the ones that actually built that on our technology. And so it's now we're thankful for that, and we look forward to the continued opportunity to work with them. But we also are like, you know what, let's get out in the forefront and let's let other artists know what we do. You know what I mean? And let's provide that opportunity for these other artists. And so going to what you did say, yes,
yep.
Other artists now have that opportunity given we're out here. And really, as a startup, we're just getting out here, so to speak.
Yeah.
Although we've been doing this for several years, we're just getting out here. And so, you know, thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk more about what we do and start to educate the market, specifically artist managers, and really being able to
obviously that is what we do, is try to give people like you a voice to be able to talk about your companies. Because
thank you.
Who else would? But the part I want to, you know, I'm excited to learn more about is now you're out. Like, people see it. They know the company. They criticism there, whatever they want to do. Where do you see yourself? Like, where do you see Ear to Ground getting its foothold? Like, what's that one product area, like that number one? And it's gonna be, you have a lot of tools, so it's not like it's just one.
Right.
But, like, where is that place where it's like, when I'm an entrepreneur, or I'm not an entrepreneur, when I'm a musician, I'm trying to figure this out, like, I'm going to go to Ear to Ground to get this one thing so that I have, at least have stability. Like, what's your thing?
Well, so again, you know, you're talking about either self-managed artists or artists with managers. And I really say that to really just point to the fact that you were talking about artists that are not just great creators of music, but are also understand how to manage their business, right? So just wanted to preface with that.
Yeah.
So again, your question being, how does that artist that does fit that characteristic,
how do they use it?
How do they utilize the platform? So right now we're a white glove operation. So you would either hear about us through artists that we're currently working with or through a channel like this. You would go to ear2ground.io, and you would contact us through there, and from then we would determine whether, you know, as we're rolling our product out, we're still really understanding our product as well. And so there's a small group of artists that we're working with, and there are certain metrics that we are looking for at the moment right now to ensure that as a business and as a product, we are well positioned in the market as well to make ourselves available to more and more artists on a potentially self onboarding process.
Yep.
So
how do you plan as a founder, as a leader of this company? What are your things you're worried about as you remove? You'll probably always have a white glove sort of division, but, you know, if you want to scale this out wide, like you said, they're going to have to self onboard. What are some of the things you're looking for as you start to move this company forward and make it available and usable for someone who's not looking for the white gloves? Or is that something you're just not really on right now?
Well, we're not. No, I mean, there's definitely been thoughts in the back room about, like, what does that take and what does that look like, and really where we've landed up at is that always is a possibility, right? But really where we're taking it, and while we're being,
I imagine education is like the first thing. Like, you can't really even do that until people understand that this is the thing.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And so we don't want to be too heady about it and go so far into the future. And not really get what is the immediate future, right? Just even in the white glove process, what is that immediate future? What does that look like that allows us to then get to the next stage?
Yep.
And so really where the next stage is for us is, rather than going straight scale at that level, it's really then partnering with brands, right? And then and really expressing the media side of what we do, right? And having brands then start to partner with us and partner with these artists, this collection or this membership of artists that we work with, right? And start to think about it from a media company standpoint. You have all these products, and now you start to bring brands, and brands can interweave between different experiences that these artists create. So that's where we're at right now.
Awesome.
Yep.
Tell me the final things here. What do you see as sort of the, you know, we talked a little bit about like how the future of media, we talk about the future of music. Where do you see sort of the next big splash or moment where things really change tide and it becomes majority people not doing, like, ditching label?
So you're saying within the music business?
Yeah.
What do I see?
Yeah. Like, what do you see, like, in your industry, what do you see as like the next big Chance the Rapper moment? What's that next thing that you think needs to happen before the majority of artists never even think trying to get signed? They, like, right off the bat, they're like, I'm launching my own thing. Like, what do we need to see happen before you feel like that's going to be a thing.
Well, my initial thought is there's going to be something around There's more to go with video.
Yeah.
Right. And yes, you know, Snapchat has ushered in a whole new concept of, you know, micro video, a couple seconds of video content, and then being able, and then, you know, Facebook and Instagram have jumped on it. But I really think that there's more to go in the world of video and commerce, you know, video commerce. And, I think that's the next step. Right now, artists are able to sell their music, and you have a lot more artists that are now shooting their own videos, right? Really, really cheaply, however, right? So now being able to transact not just with your music content, but being able to transact your video content, I think is going to be very important.
You know what I've always thought would be awesome is, like, anyone, I think, was it? No, it wasn't your event. It wasn't your Technori event that this was, but there was a guy who was on our stage, Steve Galanis from Cameo.
Yep.
And he's got this deal where basically he's been on the show before. He was on stage. You've got this thing where you can pay money to them, and they set up like a famous person who says, like, "Hey, how are you? You know, it's great to see you. Congratulations on your 7th birthday," whatever.
Right.
I've always thought if you wanted to have like an awesome band, you don't have to have them at your wedding or have them at your event. You could actually have like screens up, and they're recording live in their studio a concert live for you.
Uh-huh.
Would be something where you could sell, like, you could have your whole band in their studio live streaming, "Hey, this is to you, this is live," like, whatever, and get paid a decent amount of money, and that'd be a great way to get exposure.
Video. I really do believe that, you know, and again, as you were talking about, you know, in terms of looking at, you know, how do we want to really scale this product, right? Yes, we know that that's always an opportunity, right? And we're really, you know, as being veterans in the let me take that back, as being technologists, as being part in the technology space, but then also in the music space, it's like, how is the music industry moving, and then how is technology moving, and how do we move at a pace from a product cycle standpoint that allows you to get it all? You know what I mean? Like, yes, we can run to the hills, right? But then they say, what was it, the movie Colors, where instead of running down, I mean, you want to walk down and F them all, right?
Yeah, no.
And so it's like, so yes, we know that that's in the horizon. We've seen models all across the tech community of people like, hey, you know, scale that product, go fast. But like the words of Seth Godin, I really believe that it's building that brand and having people know that they can truly rely on that brand to deliver, right? And being able to...
We were just talking about this today before the show, about how there's a pressure in this industry, in entrepreneurship and startup world.
Scale everything.
And it's like, you could build a really quality product with a small team that delivers an incredible brand experience, and the money is good. Yeah,
the money is good. Like, come on now, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you determine at what level how much money you need as you keep growing in the stage, as you get more people, as you want more money, you know, live a better life. You scale up your dollars. It's not a problem, but you know,
you don't have to take it and run it all the way.
You don't
up
have
the
to
pipe.
Exactly. Yeah. Things that go up fast come down fast. That's what we believe in. But not to say that that's not to say they're not going to do it.
It's just like, right now, that's not what I'm focused on. I want to get what I got to get done today.
And that's why we stand not only in the technology space, but we also provide services in the media space, because we get that media is a big industry, right? And the media, you know, at the end of the day, Gary Vaynerchuk has told us that we're all media centers now, each one of us, by virtue of having a phone and having a distribution.
It's on my website too, Gary V. I've been telling people for years that every business is in the media business.
Yeah, man. And so it's like, how are we taking what we're doing in music and tech, but how are we also leveraging this media aspect of it? And we have some amazing shooters, you know, that are out here in the market right now, you know, doing really, you know, behind the scenes work as well as in front of the scenes work for, you know, several different artists, from Saba to Mello Makes Music to Martin Sky, and there's several artists in Chicago that, you know, we're blessed enough to be able to work with and have our cameras in front of, and so, you know, we're looking to continue to be that infrastructure and be part of the culture, right, and really capturing and documenting the culture and helping it build the culture, right, and providing the culture this technology platform to slowly grow them and empower them and really being an independent business.
Awesome. This has been a great conversation. Where do people go again to learn more about Ear to Ground?
So you can go to ear2ground.io, and you'll learn more about our technology. And you can also go to ear2ground.tv, and you can actually check out our channel and some of the content that we've created to date.
Very cool. Mo, thank you so much.
Thanks, Scott.
Absolutely. You can catch this episode and more at technori.com. Download the podcast on iTunes and stay connected by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom, that's a wrap.